This is Fresh Air. Later in the show, comedian Stephen Wright. But first, if you're a young jazz composer who writes music for a big band, there are three things you can do. You can file your charts away in a drawer somewhere. You can chase after one of the few established big band leaders and try to persuade them to read through your stuff. Or you can assemble your own orchestra. That's what Robin Holcomb and Wayne Horvitz did when they founded the New York Composers Orchestra 4 years ago. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews their debut album.
That's an excerpt from Pliant Plaint by saxophonist Marty Ehrlich. He's one of four composers represented on the debut album by the New York Composers Orchestra, which is a 15-piece band at full strength. Their debut album is on the New World label. Ehrlich, by the way, is the only one of the four composers who lives in New York. Pianists Robin Holcomb and Wayne Horvitz currently reside in Seattle, and saxophonist Doug Weiselman lives in San Francisco. Weiselman contributed two pieces to the album, including the Montana section, inspired by the sound of wind blowing through the Montana hills. Of all the pieces on this album, the Montana section is the one furthest removed from standard big band practices. Robin Holcomb's suite, Nightbirds, Open 24 Hours, draws on the arranging styles of masters like Carla Bley and Gil Evans, but Holcomb's writing has a dramatic quality all her own. Wayne Horvitz wrote the most music for the orchestra's album, and to my ears, he's the band's most consistently interesting writer. He has a great ear for instrumental color, and a knack for cramming a lot of action into a piece without overdoing it. Here's the complete middle section of his three-part suite, The House That Brings a Smile. Wayne Horvitz's The House That Brings a Smile takes its title from a tune by the rock band The Band. His writing often acknowledges the pop music he grew up with. Horvitz's composition, Prodigal Son Revisited, was inspired by the Rolling Stones cover of bluesman Robert Wilkins' tune, Prodigal Son.
Well, poor boy, two flaws bred, started down the road, started down the road. All he had started down the road. Going out in this world, well, God only knows. And that'll be the way to get along.
But by the time Horvitz is through with it, it sounds more like one of Charles Mingus's gospel stomps. The high quality of this music is especially impressive, considering the limited opportunities these composers have to write for big bands, and for most of these musicians to play in them. Alto saxophonist Cleve Guyton has put in several years with Lionel Hampton's orchestra, and trombonist Art Barron was one of the last musicians hired by Duke Ellington. Still, most of the players, including trombonist Ray Anderson, bassist Lindsay Horner, and drummer Bobby Previtt, usually work in small groups. But this music's so sharp, you'd think these folks played in big bands all the time.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed the debut of the New York Composers Orchestra on the New World Records. This is Fresh Air.